Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I never do this.
It's my first time.
All right. Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it, we ball.
Odd 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark, everybody. It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza, back for the Psycho Lover Volume 4, a special edition Halloween Simpin' After Dark episode. That's a mouthful. So just want to get it out of the way. I'm not coming back for the full season quite yet. I just had to get in here and do this because it's the fourth annual and I can't leave you guys hanging. And there's just so much to talk about. It's been a long time, so I got lists and a lot of shit to talk about. And I got a guest here, Kerrigan.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me here. I like it here. It's fun here.
It's like a home vibe. It's cute in here. Mm-hmm. It's Halloween vibes. By the time this is out, Halloween will have passed. So I hope you all had a beautiful Halloween.
And ate lots of candy. You're never too old to eat a lot of candy.
And do all of the Halloween activities.
And dress up for real. Not no little, we're like the Fanta girls. And you just like bought an ugly regular color dress or like a guy that says I'm me for Halloween.
Get into it.
Yes.
So my costume will be out, I guess. Probably I'll have posted a picture by now. So for Halloween, I was, or I'm gonna be, Elvira Hancock from Scarface. And Kerrigan, I think you were still coming
my
up with the costume.
My costume was pending. What I was supposed to be is not coming in time, so.
What were you going to be? Tell them, though. It's hilarious.
I wanted to be Dr. Evil.
That would have been so cute.
I was
going to
be Dr. Evil, so I guess I'm just going to wait until next year.
Were you going to do, like a bald cap?
Oh, my God, yes. Yes. And I had, like, the mini-me, but because I'm black, so I was going to put, like, darker color on him so that we're both...
Oh, my God. That would be so cute.
It was going to match perfectly. I had everything set, and it's, like, it doesn't make sense if I don't have the mini-me doll with me.
So are you going to save it for, like, next year or something?
Yeah, I'm going to save it for next year or for Comic-Con.
Yeah, I was going to say you could just, like, cosplay or whatever.
Yes.
I feel like you're always, like, dressing up on your TikTok and stuff.
I am, because dressing up is fine. That's all year long. That's not just Halloween.
I need to do that more. Yeah, so you guys follow Kerrigan on, like, TikTok and Instagram and wherever, because I love watching all your TikToks and your makeup looks and everything.
Thank you.
But today...
I love watching you.
Thank you. Today we are going to be talking about IMDDB. She is an Angolan artist, like rap slash kind of singing. I don't really know what you call that style. The song is called Where Did the Love Go? It's very like garage drum and bass vibes, which I love, but like with the pop flair and R&B. It's really good. Did you get a chance to listen to it yet?
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't listen to it.
That's all good. I love a good surprise
I know
first
it,
time
but
listen.
I was like, damn it, I forgot.
It's okay. I have a clip of it, of course. Before we get into that, though, I wanted to talk a little bit, which I kind of do sometimes, not really, but maybe I'll do it more going forward. I'm going to talk a little bit about music that I have been listening to that's been on repeat for me. So if you have anything, I think you did mention something, so we'll talk about it. But let me go over my little list here. Shay Lia dropped an EP or an LP called Facets, like last week or something like that. It is really good. Has heavy like disco groovy like house vibes.
Ooh, we love
disco. She also has like a reggae inspired song on there. Very sultry. Her voice reminds me of like Kalela. I don't even know how to say her name.
Kalani?
No, I love Kalani too.
Oh, okay,
but there's another
say.
Artist. It's like K-E-L-E-L-A. Kalela or something. Amazing. Her voice is very similar to her. And also her voice reminds me of like Little Dragon a little bit, who I've also been listening to. Obviously they're like an old band, but like their discography is great and I've just been listening to a lot of that. Leon Thomas dropped an album, Electric Dusk. I don't know if you listened to that. It's more R&B.
No, but send it to me because yeah. I feel like I'm listening to the same people all the time.
It's really good. He has like, he did a remix, one of his songs, Crash and Burn. He had Victoria Monet on it. I don't know if you like Victoria Monet.
I love Victoria Monet.
Her new album has yes. also been on repeat for me. Jaguar 2. Yes. And Tinashe. I don't know if you're a fan of Tinashe.
I'm a fan of Tinashe.
I love her so much. BB Angel was her album that she just dropped. I don't know if it's like an album or an EP, but it was fire. It was really good. She also has a song on there called Tightrope that has like drum and bass vibes. Ooh. I'm a fan of. So let's play a clip of this song just so you guys get a little idea of the vibes.
That was so beautiful.
Isn't it so good?
Oh my god, yes.
I like either dance and vibe.
Yes, that's or drive shit. Really fast.
Really fast. But drive safe. Yeah, so like when I was like introducing her, I said she's like rapper slash singer because like she's kind of singing on this, but then I was listening to her other music because I don't really listen to her, just like this song I heard and I was like, I love. So I went to go listen and she has a lot more songs where she's rapping.
How'd you find her?
Actually, on a Spotify, not a Spotify playlist, but there's like this artist, Bambi. And she has, like, her, like, Bambi's picks. I don't know if it's... You know one of those, like how Spotify does those?
Yeah, yeah.
She has, like, oh, my God, fire-ass songs. I saved, like, 20 songs from there. So
oh, my
good.
God, yes.
So I'm out there.
We love yeah. a good playlist.
Yeah,
we love
I'll a good send playlist. It to you because there was so many good songs on there.
Yes,
like,
can you
oh,
please?
My God. So I just, like, go regularly check that to see, like, what new songs she added because, like, her taste is fire. Mm. This was on there. I Am DDB does have another... song, I think it's called like Fucked Up or something, where she's like rapping more. It's really good. I'll show you it after.
Yeah.
I
want to see it or hear it.
Yeah. So this song, obviously, Where Did the Love Go? It's kind of about like breakups, letting go of relationships, putting yourself first, dealing with like egos in relationships. So we'll kind of get into that, how that affects relationships and like stupid, petty love games. She has a few lines in there. But what is interesting, when I went to YouTube to go get, like, the MP3 of this, somebody was talking about in the comments, like, what the song is actually about for I Am DDB. Like, her reason for putting it out, apparently, was because, like, she had started to stray from her original sound and fans were kind of calling her out. And she just realized that she was not really, like, putting love into the music anymore. And she was kind of just, like... doing other things to try to like be more mainstream. Mm-hmm. So she like made this song to kind of like come back into her own sound. There was like a clip at the beginning of the music video that's not on Spotify where I was like, oh, that puts it into perspective a little bit, where she's talking about like, if I had to like choose like gaining the world or picking myself, I'm gonna pick myself basically. And I feel like that still can rely like apply to relationships.
So it works out, and I feel like I've talked about this before, like, music is kind of just up to everyone's interpretation.
Yeah.
I mean, you write music. Like, how would you feel about putting a song out, and then people kind of get a different meaning from it?
Well, like, it would depend on how I took it, though, because if I put the song out and I really do like it, then I would just feel kind of like y'all didn't like it. I really liked it. But if she put it out and
but, like,
she
if you herself, meant, like, lyrically for it to be about this, and then a listener was like, oh, for me, I thought it was about this. And for me, it means, like, it's about a relationship versus for you, it was about, like, your relationship with music, you know?
Mm. I wouldn't be offended because it's art. It's meant for how you interpret it yourself.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you know that this is what it's about.
Yeah, it's like, this for you, it's about that. And it's like a cathartic thing. But, like, whatever it means for somebody, I think that's the point of music and art, is to make people feel something. Mm-hmm. So it all works out. And just like that line where she said, like, if I'm going to pick gaining the world or pick myself or, choosing myself, I'm going to choose myself. I feel like it kind of can apply to relationships and how sometimes we change ourselves to try to, like, stay in a relationship. And then you end up just in this, like, not real relationship. Like, it's just fake. Like,
oh, my God. Feels like you're on a stage play.
Like, am I even myself anymore?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Like,
so that's what this song kind of
is. But we're not doing that anymore. That's why that song exists. But we're not doing that anymore.
No, we're choosing ourselves every time. Every fucking time. Because relationships aren't that important, guys. Except for the one with yourself and your friends. Okay?
Okay, I was going to say, there's other relationships that exist besides romantic ones. But yes, no, like this.
Yeah. Yes.
Talking.
Yes.
Talk to people.
Yeah, like, we don't need to put so much
communication.
Emphasis.
Yes.
Yeah, because if it's not healthy, it's just not worth it, you know?
Not.
Yes. So that's kind of what we'll talk about. And then let me just go over kind of the outline just so, listener, you know what is happening and coming up next. As you know, it's the Psycho Lover episode. So I asked you guys for submissions. I asked super last minute, so I didn't really expect to get anything. But I did get one that was really good and crazy, definitely a horror story, which is what I asked for you guys to tell me about. It's about revenge porn, so we will talk about that. And
I'm excited to talk about that so much.
And some sexy red stuff, maybe some tips to help protect you from revenge porn.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about a TikTok that you sent me earlier.
Yes, and let me pull up this tweet that someone said too.
Yes.
But it's on the good side.
Oh, okay.
And it's a guy who's saying it, and I'm happy that he said it. And someone that I approve of. He's really nice. He's really cool.
Approved.
Yes. He's allowed on our side.
Valid. The at. Read it and, like, say the whole, like.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who tweeted this and what did they say?
In regards to the sexy red thing, it's at nut in her butt says. All you fiends saying Sexy Red's sex tape was mid are annoying. Everyone don't turn into a hyper-performing clout junkie when a camera's in their face. And that was a private video that was never supposed to see the light of day, posted by a lame weirdo that she trusted.
Period.
Shout out Pride.
Yes.
Shout out Nothing Her Butt.
Shout out Nothing Her Butt. For
real. Yes.
Nice. That's real because, like, way too many people were jumping to jump her, basically. Like, why are you jumping her? context. Somebody posted on her Instagram story her sex tape. So it looked like she posted on her Instagram story, like, her getting fucked. But really, it's some loser that she was fucking with.
Literally.
And it's, like, all up in her coochie.
Literally.
Like, and people, like, were trying
all
to
up
say that
in
she's
there.
Boring.
And then they're
blah,
like,
blah.
Her vagina, why isn't it pink? What?
Coochies are pink on the inside, you fucking dweebs.
It's just so mean.
Yeah.
It's just so mean.
She's, like, literally, like, chilling. She has, like, her bonnet on. She looked like she just woke up, probably.
Yeah.
Like, she's,
like,
not
morning
making
sex.
A freaking porno.
Like regular relationship sex.
Yeah. And the fact that, like some women think that they have to, like, turn it into a show to, like, keep a man. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry, some people are pillow princesses.
Yes.
And they're not scared to lose a man over, like, not breaking their back during
Absolutely.
Sex.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But even then, like, it's.
Yeah.
There's
times to show out, and then there's, like, chill sex days. Like,
but what if she didn't even know that he was recording, though?
I mean, she looked like she was, like, half asleep.
That's called rape.
Yeah. Because everybody's like, her coochie looks dry.
Maybe she...
Then maybe she's not into
it. If her coochie is dry, it's your fault.
Yeah. It looks like you probably woke her up for some pussy without even caring about turning her on. So why are we dragging her?
So...
Like, people are slow.
It don't make
real
sense.
Real slow.
And it kind of, it really upsets me. I'm sorry. We're still talking about the other stuff. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get more into it. Yeah. So I just wanted to talk about a little bit about this. Just because, you know, everybody goes through toxic shit. But at the end of the day, I want to try to bring it back around to, like, self-love and healing.
Yes.
And choosing yourself. Yes. Because a lot of people still need that message. And, you know, everyone goes through shit and eventually you get there, but, like, I just want to put that message out there.
Yeah, and you're not meant to go through shit forever. Yeah. If you have toxic relationship after toxic relationship after toxic, this is probably you. But
yeah, like,
I feel like you're going to go through it, but there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes. So, but you need to choose yourself.
Yes. That's, first.
Yes. So I feel like that's what this song is.
There
so.
Could be no light if you're not holding the little thingy that brings light.
Yeah, like
message.
Let the light in. Preach. Okay, so intro, I don't want to act. I don't want to act. Pre-chorus, I don't want to act nonchalant. I don't want to come off too strong, but in your hand is where my heart belongs. And tell your mates they can't tag along. We can go back and forth all night long. Kill my ego, can you see my soul? I swear, I promise I'll admit my wrongs. So it kind of sounds like that stage in a relationship when you're, like, ready to give up. Because who wants to be playing games? Like, why do you want to be at the point where you're like, I don't want to have to act nonchalant?
Right.
Like, when you're playing those games, like...
Even when you're dating.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever met someone that is just nonchalant? Like, in the talking stage before?
Yeah.
Like, it's boring.
You have to train yourself, if it doesn't come naturally, to be turned off by that. Like, ew. Why are you nonchalant?
Literally, and it's not cute. Because if you like me, what's that?
Like,
the little, yeah, thanks.
You better show me you like
yes,
me.
Yes, exactly. And I don't know, that seems like a very sad relationship. Yeah. I wonder how long they were together for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, supposedly this was about, like, her relationship with music.
Oh, yeah, duh.
But, like, I mean, even that, like, it's like, how long were you just, like, putting up a front and, like, mm-hmm. pretending to be something that you're not to, like, get something that you thought was worth it, but it's really not.
If yeah.
you're sacrificing yourself
yeah.
at the end of the day, you know? Which is sad. But I also cracked up at this, and tell your mates they can't tag along. I was just talking about this with my mom. I forgot, like, who she was talking about. Probably, like, some work drama or something.
We love work drama.
I'm like, tell me.
Shout out to the parents that tell us the work drama, because Cheryl sucks.
Just know everybody. I'm like, oh, that one lazy guy? Like, yeah. Oh, my God, that shit's hilarious.
He's never doing his job.
Yeah.
Only talks about Wheel of Fortune.
I know everybody's business from her job. But she was talking about just, like, how, like, a husband just is always hanging out with his friends and, like, never hanging out with his wife. Like, he's always just out with, like, the boys. And I'm just like, ew, but I feel like a lot of men are like that. Like, they'd rather be with their boys.
And which, there's nothing, like, wrong with that. But it's like...
All the time.
Yeah.
That's like...
Are you five?
Like, if you're just using your girl to have sex with, and then you're like, all right, peace. I'm going to go bond with my boys.
Like, thanks. You know.
It's getting weird. It's getting weird. Like, why are you even in a relationship? But I feel like that's so normalized. Because, like...
Is she okay with it? Or is she, like, complaining about it at work?
I don't even remember, honestly, like, the full, like, everything about the conversation. Because we got, like, sidetracked. Of course, me, I'm just like, well, the patriarchy, you know.
Like, Barbie.
Like, socializes men to, like, think that women aren't, like, worthy of being around as friends. Like,
right.
They just socialize men to think that women are dumb. They're not funny.
Yeah.
Like, they're not fun to be around. They can't do anything right. Like, they're stupid. So, obviously, men are going to want to hang out with their boys.
I have a... Okay, so don't be mad. I have, like, a mixed feeling opinion about that. Because, like, I do... want, if I'm with the male, I do want him to have his own life.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't want you to be around me all the time. You don't have shit else to do?
That's not good. That's not good. No, of course.
Go away.
Like, have balance. And
it, yeah.
Because if they're up your ass, like.
Right. And then it's also just like, I feel a part of me from learning more about men that have common sense. Learning more about, like, what they go through and how, like, they don't have close relationships with their male friends and stuff. That is important. It is important for them to have some sort of male bond so that if they do have a son, especially with me, because I'm not trying to pop out no kids, but if I pop out a child for you and it's a boy and you're not bonding with him because you don't know how to have friends.
Exactly.
Then, like, what the heck?
That's so
true. Right? So, but then it's also just like, okay, so we have all that down packed. But, like, where does the respect for me come in? Because now it's great that you're bonding. But, like I'm okay with you doing that. But, like, you're just going to act like I don't exist?
Yeah. Because I think some men take it too far.
Yeah.
But, like, I've seen, like, girls on Twitter and, like, even TikTok complaining about how, like, men will put in more effort to, like, plan shit with their homies. But can't even plan a date with their girl.
Right. Well, where do you want to go? Are you serious right now? Like,
no effort with that. But then when it comes to their boys, they plan, like, a whole, like, boys trip with activities, like, filled to the brim, like,
and
the whole
day. And it'll be listed down for, like, everything.
It's like, damn, you tried.
Right.
You really tried.
Like, so you're capable of doing that.
Yeah.
You know how to make plans. You know how to build a relationship.
Clearly.
But you don't
want to do that over here,
but you want to, like, have sex with me?
Yeah.
It's what,
like, at that point it's like they're just fulfilling, like, just that sexual need from you,
right?
And then
did you see that thing saying where, like, men don't really like women?
Yeah. And, like, yeah, that's basically what I was, like, telling my mom about and how we got into, like, that whole conversation, because I was like that's not okay. Like, imagine it's being married to a man thinking it's, like, your best friend.
Yeah.
And then they just ditch you all the time.
Literally.
I would cry.
Literally. That I don't like how, no, I don't like that. Yeah. But then, like, another part of me wants to be, like, I want women to stop allowing this behavior, though, too.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting there and you're complaining about it, I'm going to need you to get up and leave if there's nothing holding you back.
And that's my pet peeve on TikTok.
Yes.
When bitches complain about that shit. And then all the girls are like, dump him, divorce. And they make, like, the follow-up video, like, defending him. Like, oh, my God, like, goddamn clockwork. Every fucking time.
Like, how can I help you? Because now he's going to think that this is okay. And if y'all do break up, he's going to go to another girl. And if she also accepts the same shit.
Exactly.
I can cuss, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because sometimes I'm around kids and I have to stop myself from cussing.
No, yeah.
So I have this blocker in my head.
I don't even notice when I cuss.
Oh. So. It's literally in my head, like, stop, don't say that.
Don't
say it.
The children. No, I just saw a tweet too about, like, how men. Fuck, what was it? It was just the tip of my goddamn tongue.
Oh, the tip of the tongue.
About, like, if you don't speak up about your issues, like, in a relationship, not just with men, like, with whoever, mm-hmm. like, you're just enabling that behavior at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, so definitely
get the balls.
Up. Yeah. Like, why would you sit there and complain? Like, don't go to TikTok complaining. Like, that is, like, something I don't like, people complaining about their relationships on TikTok, because you're not going to leave.
And your relationship isn't everybody's business.
Yeah. Like, just fix it or break up with them. Because you know what everybody on TikTok is going to tell you.
Exactly.
It's a revolution.
Exactly.
It's the dump him revolution.
Literally. Yes. Literally. We don't do second chances. We don't do the little, oh my God, just take me back because I messed up. No, we don't do none of that. If you messed up the first time and it's a really, really bad mess up, then there's no point of having a second version. But I also, there's also a part of me that's just like, I don't always want to be like, damn, every single person with a penis just sucks. Because I have seen good. I've seen the good. And the good is great. Because when there is effort, there is effort.
Yeah.
You know?
It just, like, reminds you that there is, like, it's worth it to have high standards.
Right.
And so, like, ladies, hold out for that.
Get it together.
Passion.
Get it together. We're not whipping men into shape. We're not doing that. They need to have it together. The internet exists.
Yes.
It exists for everyone.
It exists.
It's and free. Like,
I've said it before, men may be stupid, but they're not dumb.
They're not.
Okay, like they know exactly what they're doing.
Yes. So tell him he needs to stop hanging out with his friends.
Stop infantilizing or leave them.
Because his friends that are also sucking his dick at night are probably saying, no, she just doesn't want you to be with us. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's what's going on.
Yeah. Like, no, definitely, obviously, they should have friends, but, like, don't let them, like,
step all over you.
Yeah. Like, if you want more time, like, that's okay. Like,
I'm hanging out with the boys.
Literally, freaking SZA, what does she say? Why are you in Vegas on Valentine's Day? Something? I've been fucking your homeboy.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because why are you in Vegas on Valentine's
Day? If you're single, that's when you can do that.
The fuck? Yeah. So, okay, another line that I really liked. Because, like, it's literally one verse, and then it's just, like, chorus, or maybe it's verse. Yeah, chorus. It's one verse, and it's just, like, the pre-chorus and the chorus twice.
Okay.
But in the chorus, what she said, or the pre-chorus, she says, kill my ego, can you see my soul? Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about, like, egos in relationships. Because I feel like I've found that, like, egos, not only can it keep you in a relationship, but it can ruin a relationship. And it's probably, like, two sides of the same coin. But it's ego. I just saw, like, a tweet the other day where it was, like, sometimes breakups, like, we grieve breakups not so much because, like, we're sad about the breakup or the person, but more because we feel like we failed. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's true.
That's new.
And that reminded me of this really embarrassing story one time. This guy, like, broke up with me. It was, like, the worst relationship of my life, though, okay? This was, like, early 20s, okay? And I was literally, like, crying, begging him not to leave me. So, like, who is she? I would never do that now. The look you're giving me. But, you know, I'm putting it out there because I want you guys to know I've been a dumb bitch. Like, so if you've been a dumb bitch, like,
you begged
dumb
him.
Bitch sees dumb bitch in you.
You and begged him.
Yeah, I was,
did,
like,
he give you
crying.
A treat? I'm so no. Sorry. Did you, but you loved him, I'm assuming.
I did, but it was not real love. Like, okay. What was hilarious to me about, like, when I looked back at this was because I was like, please, because, like, we had broke up before, and I was like, please, now I have to tell my family we broke up again. And he was like, is that all you care about, what your family thinks? And I was like, damn, maybe I don't even care about him. I'm just embarrassed to have broken up again.
I get that.
You know? And, like, a lot of it was that, because it was, like, two or three times that we had broke up, and I was like, oh, this time is going to be good. And then I was so, like, embarrassed, because I was, like, supposed to go with a wedding, like, to a wedding with him, like, the next day or something.
Oh, that's serious.
Yeah.
That's very serious.
Yeah. So I was, like, really, like, I had got my dress. I had been to all, like, the dress rehearsal, bridal shower, everything. And then, like, how embarrassing. I'm not at the fucking wedding after everything. So I was, like, I think more embarrassed. And that's, like, ego. A lot of that is just ego and, like, not being able to put yourself first because of, like, the image of what you think it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I feel like. So, yeah, be careful with ego. And the opposite side of that, where I feel like it can ruin relationships also, is, like, obviously, like, if you communicate issues with somebody and their ego takes everything as an attack to the point where now you can't even communicate shit, like, that's not worth it.
Because if I'm telling you, you gave me a compliment and I didn't like it and it was kind of rude, and you, that's
a rude compliment.
Yeah, like okay, so, you know, everyone has two different versions of joking.
Oh yeah.
So, like, if I really like my hair and you're like, I'm trying to think of something, because this has never happened to me.
Are you talking about, like, a backhanded compliment?
Yes.
Ew, yeah.
Yeah. Or, like,
oh, like, when it's, like, I love that. I could never, like, pull that off, because it's just, like, I hate that.
Or I can't believe, like, you're wearing myself. That right now. Or that looks good right now.
Oh, like aren't you cold?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, that is such a cute outfit. Aren't you freezing? I could never wear that out. But that's so cute on you, though.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, bitch,
thank you. Or the worst one is when people do this to, like, chubby girls when they're like, I love your confidence.
I hate that.
I'm like, I hate that. Why would you tell them? Sounds like people have no fucking self-awareness.
I feel like it's only appropriate if it's another chubby girl saying that to another chubby girl. Because they relate to each other.
Yeah.
You know?
When it's more of like, you inspire me to be confident right. type thing. Versus right. Like,
I'm big, you're big, oh and I want to be like you.
Yes.
You know?
Like, I don't want to love myself that way. Yeah.
Yeah. But if
it, but when it's usually like a skinny person saying that.
That's and I rude as fuck.
Cringe every time. Like, I'm like, what is wrong with you?
That's bro? So rude. That's literally so rude.
Yeah. So backhanded compliments.
I love
gotta
you.
Go. That shit's fucked up.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No.
Yeah, so then if you were to turn around and, like, say, like, I don't appreciate that. Yeah. And then, like, your ego is like,
apologize.
Well, fine, blah, 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 blah. It's like, oh, my God.
You take things too seriously. You take them too literally.
Yeah, well, I'm a deep bitch. So, you know this. I'm sensitive. What the fuck?
Spicy.
I am so sensitive. And spicy. Yeah, so, yeah, so she says, kill my ego. You can see my, you... kill my ego, can you see my soul? So yeah, to be in like a real solid relationship, you have to be able to put your ego aside, and when somebody communicates something to you, you can't take it as an attack.
And that's in any relationship. So if you tell your parents yeah. that you don't appreciate, I spit, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, any spit relationship.
If you tell your parents that you didn't appreciate their little whatever, or them not coming to something or something like that,
yeah,
you should be able to tell them and they should be able to feel fine.
Yeah, I feel like mm-hmm. Gen X, I guess, is, would be like probably our parents, or some people have boomer parents.
That's my parents.
Sorry.
I think.
Oh. Boomers?
No, Gen X.
Gen X, yeah. I feel like they have like a really hard time taking any criticism. Like if you say anything about like, oh, like this happened when I was little and it affected like this in my childhood, like they don't want to hear it. So it's really hard for like that generation to even do therapy because it requires self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's people in our generation that are the same way, but I feel like that's like a big Gen X thing.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful with those people. I feel like you're not gonna resolve anything, because if you're communicating something, it's because you care and you want to fix it. Like right. same thing with like the backhanded compliment. Like if it's somebody I just met them, I'm probably never gonna see them again, I'm not gonna take time out of my day, waste my energy telling them why their compliment was rude, you know?
Like if
I'm telling you
do?
It's probably because you're my friend or you're my boyfriend or I'm on a date with you and I like you or like yeah. whatever it is, I'm telling you this so we could fix it going forward, so yeah. we could like be good.
Yes.
So don't be weird. Put your ego aside. Okay. So the chorus is just, like, her ready to leave and, like, pick herself. She says, I hope you cry. I hope you cry. So I think talking to herself, it's like, I hope looking back and seeing how you haven't been choosing yourself, it makes you cry and you realize how fucked up it is.
Yes.
And then in the sense of, like, a relationship, for me, when I first heard it, I was like, I hope you cry when I leave your eyes.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
Just petty as fuck. Because where did the love go? Because if the ego was there, there's probably... not real love. And then, yeah, the verse is like the one singular verse. She just says, tit for tat, playing games. We ain't doing all of that. So she knows. What you doing? What you saying? Where you at? Get straight to the point. Why do we have to act? Say what's on your mind. I reflect it back.
Oh, my God. Maybe that means she's talking to herself like, bitch, meditate.
Yeah.
Take a shroom.
Tap in.
Get up in your head and tell yourself the truth. Because people
tap
be lying to themselves.
Tap in with yourself. Mm-hmm. Yes. Have you done shrooms?
Oh, my God, I have. And I was just going to ask our friend out there if he could lead me to the place nearby. I don't want to say anybody's names.
Oh, I know, yeah. The
so
candy
I
shop.
Could, yes, because I have a little bit of cash. A wee bit of cash.
Do you like the chocolate ones?
I normally do the chocolate ones, but I want to do the ones like the actual mushrooms, so I can put it in like smoothies and drink it all day. Because I already feel like I'm high all the time anyway, naturally.
Do you microdose or you take like full doses?
Oh, I do the whole thing.
Nice.
If you're gonna take a trip, we're taking the trip. We're vacationing.
Oh my God, I haven't done it in so long.
Oh my, no, same. But I keep having like this feeling where I'm like, I feel like I need to take them right now. So
yeah, I feel like I probably should.
Yeah, like to have a good meditation. Kind of like to meditate when I'm on them.
Need to like rewire my brain.
Yeah, we're gonna have a new year.
Yeah, I need better like self discipline and like time management.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that can rewire my brain. I follow this girl on Twitter. She's like a spiritual, like, I don't really know exactly what. I think she has a YouTube channel. I forgot her name, though.
What, YouTube?
But she was talking about, like, different, like, frequencies, like, and stuff to listen to, like, help rewire your brain.
Yes.
I forgot what it was. Yes. I'll have to find it or just, like, research that. She was like, yeah, if you're trying to, like, rewire your brain, like, meditate to that and just, like, kind of, like, say, like, whatever mm-hmm. the things you're trying to do. So.
And really get into that, like,
yes.
that third eye or whatever. You know when, like, you meditate really good in the front part of your head? And you
start feel it? Levitating.
Oh, my God. Literally.
Well, like, I have never meditated that hard. I'm, like, not good at meditating. That's why I need to.
You are good at meditating.
It's hard for me to, like, just shut, like, I know it's not about shutting my brain off, but it's just, like, I have too many thoughts coming in where mm-hmm. it's, like, I'm just having to be, like, bah, 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 the whole time.
Yeah!
Out of here.
Yeah!
Out of here. Acknowledge it and let it go.
Yes. It's okay. It's over time. Like, over time. But, like, when you do get there, it, like, you could stay there forever.
Damn. I've only done, like, the really little 10-minute ones.
Oh, really?
Do you do, like, long ones?
I try to do long ones. Like, I try to do, like, at least 30 minutes.
Nice.
And then sometimes, like, I'm, like, oh, my God.
Damn. Yeah, I need to do that. Yeah, so what's the healing time, yes. ladies and gentlemen and theys, okay? Because, like,
Thank you for acknowledging the theys.
Like she said, playing games, we ain't doing all of that. So I feel like one time you were on here, you mentioned how you're, like, not really dating right now. I don't know if you are currently.
Oh, no, I'm still not. I've been celibate for a year.
Love that for you.
Thank you.
So
I love that for me too and my vibrator. We are friends. Besties.
Hell yeah. See, like,
besties.
Self-love is everything.
Yes,
and do you feel like you, like, because I feel like you're killing it in life and just staying busy and doing shit,
which I love
for you. Do you feel like focusing on just yourself has helped you level up and do that?
I feel like it has because, like, I haven't been to the club in a while either. Mind you, I love the club. But I think the universe, God, whatever, it's real. But I think because me being celibate and me not dating has really kind of just, like, even cut out even more bullshit in my life. Mm-hmm. So I don't even have the time to be like, oh, my God, there's drama. Like, what drama?
Yeah.
You, like, have so nothing else to focus
just
on.
For yourself.
No, yeah. Like, literally, there's, like, there's nothing else for me to be, like, on my mind besides just what I'm doing right now.
Love
it,
that.
It forces you to do that. And there's no other energy inside of you or whatever the fuck.
That's good. That is inspiring. And mm-hmm. I hope more women. I know more women are choosing to be single.
Yes.
But, like,
you don't like our time waste. I'm sorry. I'm talking a lot. Shut up, Kerrigan.
That's what you're here for.
There's. Because you brought it up, so now I'm like, wait, there's more.
Talk about it.
There's more. We do not want our time fucking wasted. And I told you about some of those other stories last time I was on here. Like, girl, as much as we love sex, sex is very, very serious. And dating is very, very serious. And normally I be on it on my, like, little standards, my little listy list or whatever. But yeah. I was letting some people slide.
Oh.
And I saw what happened when I let them slip and slide yeah. on certain things on my list. And I was like,
and that probably becomes
no.
so much more clear and easier to, like, cut people off when you've already been doing that for, like, a while.
Literally, because I don't do the, oh, we'll try it for a long time. No. If it's already bad in 2 weeks, that means it's going to be bad.
Oh, yeah.
2 months in 3-4 years from now. Like, no.
Yeah, it's like you can't end up wasting so much time if you don't just, like, be strict. Like, misjudge Judy, okay?
Yes, yes.
Strict up in here.
Yes. And I'm not, like that type of strict where it's, like, annoying. And it's just like, girl, all he did was mouth breathe one time. Like,
I feel like you definitely can get to that point if you're alone long enough. Like, you don't even want nobody breathing annoying
next
to you.
God, he put his shirt on. Stupid. I can't.
Idiot. Like, all the icks that girls have crack me up. There's, like, so many funny ass ones.
I don't. Some of them, I don't know if I like the ick community because sometimes it just be dumb stuff.
Because I feel like sometimes people confuse icks for red flags. They'll be talking about, like, oh, he did, like, this crazy outrageous thing. I'm like, that's not an ick. Like, that's.
Or he walked down a hill.
A red.
Because they switch.
Yeah, that's like a ick. Or people were like saying beige flags, and I was like, that's just a red flag. Like, people have no idea what they're talking about sometimes. Like,
I think people are just trying to find excuses to not be with other people at this point.
No, icks are just like, I'm not breaking up with you, but I just in the moment was like a little like, or sometimes you lose all feelings for them. Like, the funniest one to me still to this day is, like, when he gets out of the car and his butt crack shows.
I was going
to
say that.
Like, that's ingrained in my brain. Like, that shit is so fucking funny.
I won't break up with you, but if I already am mad and you've already done some shit to piss me off.
Don't let your ass crack even look at me.
We're done.
We're done. All right, take me home.
Because now.
Take me home.
That was a straw that broke the camel's back.
Fuck. There was, like, another funny one I saw recently. But, like when he can't find parking and you're just driving around, like, ick. I'm like,
why is that an ick?
It's like, I know, not for me, but somebody said it on Twitter and I was like, that's fucking funny. I was like with my boyfriend the other day and he couldn't find parking and I was just like laughing in my head. Like, it's not his fault. Like,
there's no parking space.
I feel like that's like the community of girls that are like, be a man, find a parking spot.
If so there's no like, valet. It, like, and we have to find parking.
He's trying his best. He's doing the best he can.
We're on the fourth floor. He's looking.
Yeah. No, I understand because I get stressed the fuck out when there's no parking. So I can't really.
Do we stress each other out as humans, though? Because you got to think, even when we're, like, at the self-checkout line, you're taking a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, they hate me. Like, fuck. I'm not paying fast enough.
Yeah, honestly, trying to put your shit back in your bag. I'm like, oh, my God. Just walking away with my bag, just open, shit falling out, because I didn't want to stand there for five more seconds.
Your card is still at your wallet, because you didn't put your wallet all the way in your purse.
It's fine. Like, go ahead.
I'm okay. I can fix it at the door.
Yeah, I don't know why we get stressed for stupid shit sometimes, so I don't know. But there's like a lot of, like, speaking about the parking thing and then the ics, just remind me of, like, there's a lot of, like, really homophobic ladies out there that get mad at, like, men for doing anything that's girly. It's like, y'all need to calm down. Like, a man that's in touch with his feminine side is a good thing.
Yes.
Like, you don't want this, like, macho ass guy that's, like, so masculine that he can't even be nice.
I've been with a guy that was really masculine. That shit was really fucking annoying.
How'd that,
like,
go?
Is it it's gay for you to do that?
Yeah, it's like, really? You're scared.
I'm
to
trying
just
to think
live
of something, but, like, yeah, like, everything was like gay for him.
Oh my god, that's so annoying. I was, like, that must be okay. A sad, like, lonely existence. Oh, like, god, you have to be so miserable weird trying to, like, not just be free. Because you're scared to be gay, even though you know you're not.
You're not gay.
Like, even if you are, like, embrace it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Like, it's fine.
You can be a little gay.
A tad bit.
It's okay.
It's okay.
You can still be mostly straight. Like, it's a spectrum.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It's okay. You're so worried about performing.
Yeah. I feel like the men that are more, like, in touch with, like, the little gay side that aren't afraid to, like, admit, like, their man crushes and stuff, like, they just seem happier.
They are. They're like, that's a handsome man.
Yeah.
Thank you, he is. And that does not make me judge you at all.
Yeah.
Why,
like,
would I judge you?
You must. Okay. I can't imagine feeling like you can't even just vocalize that. Like, those little things, you know?
Yeah. I feel like that makes you more gay.
Yeah. You're hiding it.
Like, you are gay.
You are gay.
Like, figure come it out.
Come out. Come out. We're waiting for you. It's a party. Yeah, but that is basically the song, and I just wanted to share those lyrics and the message. Period. Okay, so revenge porn, and let's get into this story.
I can't wait.
Submitted. It is crazy, y'all. Okay, let me turn on this thunder again. Okay.
I love this evil laugh.
Yeah, my evil laugh.
Can you do it again?
I don't know.
What's, like, your best evil laugh?
It was like,
I mean, like evil scientists. Like, you're trying to rule the world.
Maybe it'll come later.
Okay.
I feel like I, like, mellowed out because we were, like, talking so hard. I, like, get worn out from talking, and I'm like, my energy will come back, though. Ooh. It's like a little meter where it's like, the energy. But it'll come back. It'll come back, and I'll do it.
I'm ready to
hear
it. I have
some pretty good evil laughs. Do you?
I don't know.
I feel like you would. That was good. That was good.
Thank you.
Not bad.
Like a four, you know?
Little solid five. Okay. So this girl
said, I was messing with a guy for about 3 weeks and I was staying over all the time and he was ready to put a title to it. But after some time, I decided I didn't want a relationship with him. So I told him instead of ghosting him and I let him know I'm not ready to commit at this time. And I was sorry and I think we should stay friends. And he did not like that at all. He cussed me out and threatened to send my intimate pictures out to all my followers. I blocked him on every single account, and soon after I had posted something on Twitter, and he messaged me again saying he saw my tweet and that he can ruin my life if I don't stop talking about him. And mind you, the tweet was not about him. It was about a guy my best friend was dealing with at the time. And then soon after, I found his burner account on Instagram, and he was following a lot of my followers. So, like, if he was ready to send out my pictures if I did anything. I was so scared and felt so hopeless, all because I didn't want a relationship. Bruh.
She better than me, because I'm like, I'll post them.
Post them.
Post some shits right now.
Make me famous.
Bitch, the fuck? Look. I'll post them right now. Let my mother know what's going on.
Yeah, but, like, she said that was, like, a while ago. It was years ago, so he ended up apologizing, thank God, even though, like, that is unforgivable. Like, that's fucking crazy. Like, that's psychotic.
You go first.
Oh my God. But I told her, and like, I was just gonna talk about how, like, there are revenge porn laws. I looked it up. I think they're like in 46 states. So hopefully it's in the state that you live in. But it's different in every state. Like, there's like civil suits where you can sue for like actual monetary compensation for like emotional distress and shit like that. And I feel like I saw this tweet about this girl that sued this guy for like a shit ton of money because he did revenge porn. So, depending on what state, some of them only let you, like, probably, like, cease and desist type. I mean, the picture's already out. How do you cease and desist? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But definitely look it up if this happens to you.
You can, because you remember the, it was just in my head. Come back. Circle back.
Yeah, so just depending on the state, the laws are going to be different. But if this happens to you, look it up and absolutely do something about it, because men cannot do this shit. They can't keep getting away with this shit. And we need to push for better laws about it, actually. Somebody did say, I think I saw something on Twitter, somebody was saying there's a website where, like, if that happens to you, you go on this website, but you have to re-upload the picture. So, like, I'm like, God damn it. Like, that sounds traumatizing.
Is it the one where you can see if your stuff is on the internet?
Oh, no, that's scary, though. We'll talk about that right now. Okay. But, like, it just will kind of take the image off of whatever website it's on. So, like, if your shit got leaked and you, like, go to this website that, like, you upload it and then it'll wipe it from the internet, basically.
Okay.
But it's, like, you're having to re-upload your own nude kind of to do it, which sucks. But supposedly it wipes it. I wish I remember the name of the website, but... Yeah, but I know what you're talking about. That's scary.
It's a 16-year-old girl who is suck a dick in a bathroom in Skechers. That's how I remember it. It was Skechers, and they made a whole song about it, and they wiped it from the internet. But, like, you can't find it, which is good.
Yeah, because that's, like, child porn at that point if you're under 18.
This kid had uploaded it of her.
Made a song.
They made a song because it went, like, super duper viral. That's like 2011, evil. I think. Like 2011.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was viral.
That was like Wild Wild West internet times.
Yes. Yes, it was. And, yeah, so it you can wipe shit from the internet. It's possible.
But it just, like, sucks, obviously. It's, like, out there already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did want to talk about, like, tips to kind of protect you. And I only know one tip. I don't know why I said tips. But, I mean, you could probably come up with different stuff based on this. What death. I heard was, well, first of all, don't put your face in it.
Death.
Kill them. Just kidding. It's like
Wendy Williams. Death to all of them.
Death. Honestly. But, yeah, I, like, you know, it could be fun to take cute little nude photos. But don't put your face in it. Or, like, put an emoji over your face if you need to, whatever. And also, this girl was saying that she kind of watermarks all her pictures with, like, the guy's name who she's sending it to. That way, if it leaks, she knows who leaked it. But she, like, will hide it. And, like, you know, you can, like, make it tiny.
Does she do that for her OnlyFans, though?
No, it was just, like, for nudes in general. Like, if she sends nudes to a guy, like...
Or we can stop sending nudes to guys that we're just talking to.
That, too.
And we can... Because, clearly, they have showed that they can't handle this responsibility.
Yeah.
So, let's, like, not send nudes unless you're, like, maybe married, but even then, men are dumb all the way around.
It's just like,
but
I don't even like to, like, I don't put my face in none of them just because, like, I'm scared. Literally. But then it's like, if you have tattoos, it's like.
Right. And my face is cute. I want my face to be in it.
Yeah.
But I can't do that because.
Yeah. But you can watermark them. Just like go on like Instagram story or like whatever and like write the name of who you're sending it to. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, Austin. And then just make the name small and kind of blend with like the color of like something in the background mm-hmm. and like put it there so he wouldn't even notice it because they ain't noticing nothing but your coochie or your ass or your titties.
Like, whoa.
And then if that shit leaks, because some girls, which is not smart, they send the same nude to every person they're with. Like, they just have like a folder of nudes. And it's like, how are you going to know who leaked it if you're sending this nude to multiple people? Don't do that.
Unless it's for work.
Yes.
That's for work.
Yes.
But, like,
Which, that sucks for, like, OnlyFans girls, too, because there's, like, subreddits of, like, leaked content.
Literally. It's
so fucking annoying. Like, literally. That should be illegal.
You work hard for your content just for someone to be, like, screenshot.
I think, like, everywhere. Kanye West, like, had talked about that on a podcast, how he just goes on, like, Reddit. I'm like, why would you say that? Like, incels are going to, like, run with that.
Yes.
Like, that shit's so annoying. And people are like, that's the risk you're taking if you're blah, blah, blah. Okay. So if you're a photographer and that's a risk you're taking, but you shouldn't be protected, so why shouldn't, like, OnlyFans creators be protected?
Exactly. Exactly.
People piss me off.
Anyone that creates a certain type of content or whatever that someone is paying for.
It's behind a paywall.
Right. And if I was a customer, like, if I was a customer on OnlyFans and I'm paying for this and now y'all are just getting this shit for free, I would feel upset. Yeah. I would feel some type of way. It's like, everyone's getting fucked at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's shitty.
I don't like none of it. But I'm really big on the don't put your face in it.
Yeah.
But you just not gonna get shit, bitch. The fuck? You will see me in person, and that is the best that you're gonna get. But there was this one guy. I'm so scared. I hope my mom not watching this, because she'll probably. There was this guy that I was talking to, and that's why I sent you that video, because I know for sure one day when I am on TMZ, I hope he don't come out the woodworks, because he had this camera set up in the corner of his room. I didn't notice it till later. And I was like,
what?
The light's on. Wait, is that one? I don't know. I think he just records himself having sex all the fucking time.
That's so creepy.
I was like, that's on. He's like, no, it's not on.
Like, while you guys are having sex?
Yeah. 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 And something in my gut told me not to, like, have sex with him. But I, like, did it anyway this, like, last year. Like, it's cool. And then he turned to be an asshole, obviously. But, like, bro, a part of me is just, like, I pray to God. Because I was like, it's not on. It's not on. It's on.
It wasn't on.
It's on. It's not. It's on. No, it's not on. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, I feel like it's on.
Oh, my God.
And I kept asking him, and he's like, no, get off my phone. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, my God, like, I'm scared for my life.
Yeah, well.
I am scared.
Sue him into oblivion if he tries it. Oh, my God. It.
Yes.
These men are getting
sued. But
just
the fact that it's there and I don't have access to it makes me feel some type
of way. I know.
It's
just, like, uneasy just knowing, like, it could just leak somewhere. It could be on Pornhub. People upload porn that's not theirs on Pornhub.
Literally.
Like, they record girls secretly. Like, that TikTok he sent me.
Mm-hmm. And he had the nerve to be like, oh, yeah, I was trying to record it secretly. And then he's just bragging about having sex with Lori Harvey.
Yeah. And okay, Sweetie's well, let's mom. Talk about this TikTok you sent me.
Yes.
So you.
Lame weirdos.
Who is that guy?
His name is Prince. I don't even know.
He's on Love & Hip Hop or something? I think that's what they said or something.
I think he's on Love & Hip Hop. I've never heard of him a day in my life. I was literally just looking up Lori Harvey's, like, workout
corny
routine.
Loser.
Yes. And then he popped up. I was like, what the fuck? And I looked at it, and he's just bragging about having sex with her and all this other stuff. And the fact that you think that your life is complete because you are bragging about the type of woman that you put your dick in tells me everything about the type of person
literally
that you
just
are.
Clout chasing.
Literally. Literally. And and he was like, yeah, but I had to turn it down. Like, you're lame. You're very lame.
You're a loser.
You are a fucking loser.
Ugh. But I hate those type of podcasts, too.
Oh,
like,
my
the
God.
The fact that, like, the other people were, like, so, like, is there anyone you've had sex with that's like, oh, that we would know? Like, why are you guys sitting around, like, trying to get that type of info out of people? You good?
Because that does happen. And it's disgusting. We're talking about who you were in bed with just so that you can be like, yeah, tell me what her
boobs look like. Like, you don't feel like a loser talking about that? Like, that's crazy. The fact that he knew, like, he was Lori Harvey, like... Because I heard like she makes her dudes though. Now, like, sign NDAs.
I'm going to start doing that.
That's what every girl should honestly do.
Yes. Yes.
Because
NDAs.
Dudes are losers.
Yes. NDAs. And what is it? I'm going to start do the, you know, they have those little wire thingies where you can put them around rooms and make sure there's, like, no God. Secret cameras around and stuff like that. The fact that women have to do that, though.
I know. It's just, like. Vibrator. Don't even bother.
Vibrator
like, that's
Nation.
What I'm saying. Like,
no.
Just fucking stay single, like, if your list is not met. Because, like, how do you even filter out a dude like that? I don't know why Lori Harvey was fucking. He's all, I had her when she was thick. And then he's talking about he fucked Saweetie's mom. And then, like, her husband was in his DMs, like, talking about you broke up a family. Like,
why I hope are you, they like, both feel sick to their stomach at the fact that they've ever slept with him.
Yeah. It sucks that, like, you could fuck someone and think they're normal just for them to turn around and they were just plotting on you to, like, get a one-up and, like, some clout.
For some clout. For some
like,
fucking clout.
That just shows how, like, low you think of yourself. The fact that you think you have to, like, use these other people to be cool. And, like, girls do it, too, all the time. Like, on, like, the No Jumper podcast trying to talk about, like...
I fucked Drake.
Oh, I fucked... Yeah, it's like, oh, my... So? I can't stand... These girls will post screenshots of Drake sending them money for their birthday. And it's like...
No.
You're blocking your own bag. Now he's never going to send you money again.
Ever.
Like...
Literally
bring
ever.
Back secrets. Bring back secrets. And shame. Because...
I don't think we should bring back shame. But I did see this tweet that said, because I enjoy people out here just doing whatever the fuck. Do it. But I saw this. I did see this tweet, though. The same thing where the girl had screenshot it. Something between her and Drake. And he was like, now y'all see why celebrities only fuck with the same 10 women.
Yeah. That's why.
Or same, like, 10 guys.
Yeah. Because they know who can keep their mouth shut.
Yes.
And who's just out here... trying to, like, look cool and famous.
Yes, like, and tell so people's... And what is it? Try to kink shame people. As long as they're not into children and animals.
Oh, my God.
Don't you kink shame nobody. Yeah. If someone likes to have a banana on their arm as they are having sex...
That's...
With the ball tame. In their mouth.
No, yeah,
and,
like...
And some other weird shit.
I just don't know why you would block your own bag, especially, like, as a woman like that. Right? Like, this man's sending
Shut
you
the fuck up.
$5,000 for your birthday... Which is nothing to Drake, but, like...
Drake, I sign NDAs.
Money to you. I sign NDAs.
I sign NDAs. Funny now.
Drake is ugly to me. I'm sorry. I'm such a Drake
no,
hater.
No, he's so cute. No, I want to work with Drake, though. I don't want to have sex with him, though.
Okay,
I want to work with him. But, like, he's not ugly. What? Wait, do you mean, like, old Drake?
No, new Drake. Which is, like, migrating filler. There's just a picture of him and it's just like his face is just like looks crazy and he's like wannabe Smino. Like,
who's Smino?
He's a rapper and he has like literally the hair that Drake's been doing with all the clips and like the little afro puffs.
I've got to see it. I've seen Brent Faiyaz do the little clips.
Yeah, I know Smino. But
can I see a picture?
Yeah, let me pull it up.
Oh my God. I feel like I probably heard of his music before, but I've never seen his face.
Yeah, he has really
good
music.
I've never seen his face, but I'm pretty
sure I've
heard
his song. I'm a fan. Yeah, but I won't drag Drake too much.
No, we're not here to drag Drake. We're here to drag layman.
People like him. Yeah.
I feel like Drake isn't lame in real life. I feel like he makes songs for lame guys, but I feel like in real life he has like respect for women or something.
No.
He took that one girl out on a date in the baseball stadium. What? He rented the whole stadium just to do that. And when he listened to his old music, I was like, okay, I feel like he...
My boyfriend was just listening to his
boy.
New album. And just, like, the shit he says, I'm like, what are you saying, Drake?
Is he just hurt, though?
Well, he's like, no, or, he's, like, talking about, girl, like, I might be bi because you're, like, one of the guys. Or talking about you suck dick so good, I taught you how to suck... What? You taught a girl how to suck dick.
I feel like...
So you're the professional dick sucker? Okay. And, like, what else? Like, he just says, like, questionable things. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that's not even funny. Or talking about, like, you're a lesbian girl, me too.
I'm telling you, he's doing it for the lame guys. He's doing for every lame man that has no guidance in their life.
Yeah. Well, Drake says a lot of like misogynistic things. And then like I haven't listened to his new album, but apparently that song with SZA, I think he said something about like tie you up, whips and chains, like didn't American slaves or something. I'm like, what? He just says crazy things like out of nowhere. Like you could have said anything else.
As a black person, speaking to another black person. Why would you say that?
That's just unnecessary.
That was American slaves.
Yeah, so people were just like, chains? Drake, you're like half black.
See, yeah, that's when you got to pull in the, yeah, this, we can't even count you as full. You're half of us right now, because what the fuck?
Yeah. But, like, I mean, I get it. Like, he has really fun music. Like, he does. If it's ever playing at the party, like, I'm turning up. Mm-hmm. I just have to give him a little side eye for a lot of the things he says.
I haven't heard his album, the new album yet.
It got so like, mixed like reviews. I know a lot of people's, like, reviews that I saw was, like, oh, it's mid. And then a week later, they were like, oh, it's growing on me. Oh, this is fire.
Well, that's how it always is. With some like, of them. A lot of artists.
Like Summer Walker's second album, Still Over It, was kind of like that for me. Well, mm-hmm. most of the songs I liked, but there was just some that had to grow on me. And like now I'm like, love this. But some albums, like I love them like from the jump. Like the one I was talking about, Shaylia, mm-hmm. Facets, fire, like from jump. I was like saving like 8 songs in a row.
I've got to.
Yeah. So, but that's enough of Drake. You got taking enough to of my damn time. Oh,
not demons. What's it called?
So give us Scarlet. The review.
You've got to listen to Scarlet.
Is that the name of the album?
The first song is Demons.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So Doja Cat.
Or the second song is Demons. The first song is Paint the Town Red. But no.
I do like Agoura Hills.
Kissing 100 times.
I don't really know. I haven't listened to it just because I'm like over Doja and her antics.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
But I've never denied like she's a good artist. I loved Doja, loved her down. Like, I love Doja. Bitch, that's why cow, Doja? I'm so since Moo, like
Moo,
since, like before Moo, like okay. Just she's a great artist, but I'm just so over high, her antics.
Doja.
Yeah,
what are her antics? So
high. Well, okay. Obviously, first there was like the shit that happened during 2020, which I was like, is kind of questionable. She was like, this is how people say it. She was showing feet in racial chat rooms. Like, she was like in like these chat rooms with like white men showing her feet, kind of just sexualizing herself.
And heard
like,
about that.
People were talking about that. And like, I just saw a video about it. It's weird, but I was like, okay, whatever she's into, we're not. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe she had money to get.
Yeah, I was like, whatever.
You know the girl, the black girl that faked that she was a Trump supporter for like a week and a half?
Yeah, talking and about it, like, everybody disowned me. Can you guys send me money?
And they did.
And all the conservatives sent her money. And then she was like, psych, and ran off with her bag. That was hilarious.
I should do that, but I just told myself.
That was iconic. Like, it's okay, do it anyway. And then there was like something that was like really weird, I guess, if you're like deep into like the, I don't even know if it's like Red Pill or like Manosphere, like
tell me more.
What's that one like website for the incels?
Every website.
Not Reddit. April, do you know which one it is? It's fuck. Not 4chan.
Oh, 4chan. What's that?
4chan. It's like Reddit but crazier. It's like unfiltered Wild Wild West.
And Reddit just is like, already unfiltered. Wow.
I know.
Can be more?
But there's like just a bunch of shit has like gone down from there. Like I watched like the documentary about, I think, the insurrection or about like Donald Trump shit and like the alt-right and how a lot of like the propaganda and just like stirring the pot and like getting all like these like people angry started on RedChan and like starting misinformation and just like a lot of just like racist like narratives and shit like that. So,
she was on there.
She wasn't on there, but I mean, she could have been. Nobody knows. But she made this song like back in the day called "Didn't Do Nothing," where I guess that comes from like a saying that was like popular on there. Like you would only know if you're like deep into like these racist like intel rooms or subreddits or whatever threads, where it's like talking about black men like stereotyping them as like criminals and saying like I didn't do nothing.
like really fucking fucked up weird shit. She made a whole song called
Isn't
Didn't
She
Do
Black?
Nothing. She's half black.
But like, I guess that's where that half really
comes
in.
So that was a long time ago, and like people were like, okay, maybe she changed, whatever. But then recently she posted on Instagram, and then she deleted it because she was getting dragged. But then she posted it on her story, a picture of her wearing like the merch of this guy. I think his name was Sam Hyde.
I saw that.
He's like
an
alt-right guy, has donated to like neo-Nazi type and done like just a bunch of weird shit. He's really in like that cringe, like racist humor type shit. And her boyfriend used to do skits like mocking black women, like the accent and the whole like LaQuisha persona type thing, her white boyfriend. Okay. So she's just questionable, like her circle, and I was just kind of over it. But there's really no denying she's a good artist. It's like Kanye. It's like, damn, like you're a good artist, but you're not a good person. You know?
I don't know, because I will never fully know until I meet them.
Yeah.
I can never fully, because like celebrities are so far from us. Well, it's so far. But like, see, like if I saw. If you posted something crazy, I'd be like, I know her. Or I know of her if we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
Like, I know of her through April. That'll make sense. But they're so far, and people can Photoshop things so well. I'm not, okay.
Yeah.
This sounds like I'm like,
but like, she definitely did not Photoshop that picture, though.
Yeah, like,
but that's the thing.
I promise,
is, like,
I'm not condoning, but I'm like, I can't really
say anything
until I meet
them. Yeah, I mean, of course, there's certain things where it's like, I don't know. And that's why, like, the showing feet in racial chat rooms or the didn't do nothing. That's why I was like, okay, maybe there's some kind of misunderstanding. That's why, like, I was like, okay, I don't know. But when she, like, posted, like, a picture wearing his merch, and then people were calling out in the comments.
Yeah.
And then she deleted it and re-uploaded it with the shirt cropped, but then with the eye-rolling emoji, and then posted it on her story. It's like, she knows what she's doing. And then, also, people were accusing her boyfriend of grooming them because he's like a streamer or something.
Ooh, what? What do you mean? Like grooming her?
His fans. Like her. He was like a streamer and like he had like fans or people that watched his stream or something like that. And they were like, Doja, your boyfriend is like a sexual deviant groomer, basically. And she was blocking them and then tweeting like, I already know this shit, blah, blah, blah. And then just like, turned like the whole thing into like people have a parasocial relationship with me, and that's when she started being like, oh fuck my fans, if you liked Planet Her, like, oh, like you like bad music, like that was a cash grab. So I'm like, why are you shitting on people for liking your music, blocking fans, like for your problematic boyfriend? Like, she just did too many things for me to eat. I was just over it. It's like a list.
I see.
But I feel like it all stays on Twitter, so, like, people don't know.
This is where media training comes in.
Please, like, you have money. You have a team. But that's why I'm, like, at that point, I feel like she just wants to do that.
Maybe she's doing that for publicity. Because we're talking about her right now.
But that's what I'm saying, because she's so annoying. She's talking about, like, leave me alone. But then she does all these things for publicity, like, stays acting a fool on the internet. So it's like, so do you want to be left alone or not? It's weird.
Come on, publicity?
Shit.
Maybe she just has a really good marketing
team. Like, that was, like, a 20-minute segment just for Doja Cat.
Literally.
That's how long the list of her antics are. Like, get it together, Doja Cat. Please. Because you're a good artist.
Scarlett.
Your music is good.
Scarlett is
like,
good as fuck.
Why? Agora Hills?
Yes.
Slaps. But
yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, let's
for,
see.
For Scarlett.
I don't know. Like, we have time for like one more segment.
Okay. It's like, look.
So, we can talk. Oh, we kind of talked about OnlyFans. Our haters.
And men being stupid doing revenge porn because they're lame and they have nothing else better to do with their life.
It's just like a sense of entitlement. Like, oh, you don't want me, so I'm going to ruin your life. Like,
I'm going to start taking pictures of dicks beforehand, strictly with men, and I will post it.
I feel like they don't even care. Like,
such a double standard.
I know.
This is why I'm happy women are posting
dick pics. And it's like, ew, like, I don't want this. Like, random men, like, in the DMs. Like, what are you doing? Like,
a little worm.
I feel like the same type that would leak shit wouldn't care if their shit got leaked. Unless it was embarrassing.
You know, I have a video. I'll just post it.
Post it? The porn?
It's a guy.
Oh. Shit. Well, if he ever fucks up.
I have you red-handed. I keep everything.
Don't try her.
Don't try me. But I would never want to do that to somebody.
Because that's fucked up.
It is. I'm sorry. I really enjoy that subject. Because people suck. And I want to let, yeah. I want to make sure that people know that.
No, I have some people more about really people bad. Sucking. Okay. So last time you were on here, we had that video about like frugal men, mm-hmm. cheap men, avoid them, and how like if they're cheap with money, they're probably going to be not a good boyfriend in general. You know, if
you especially don't have a cheap generous, with you.
Yeah. Like if they're not, if they don't have a generous mindset overall, like that's going to show up in every aspect, not just financially, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we talked about. We specifically were talking about Elon Musk and Grimes and how he wouldn't buy her like a new bed, like whatever. And people were still defending him. They're like, beds are like $600 to $1,000. I'm like, to a billionaire, do you know that's like probably 0.00001 right. cent to him?
Right.
Are you dumb?
He just don't fucking like her.
Men were talking about like, oh, he probably became a billionaire from being frugal. This is why I can't take men arguing with me serious online, because like you're literally so dumb. Two brain cells. You think somebody becomes a billionaire by being frugal?
You have to know how much a billion
dollars is. It's 100,000 million. 100,000 millions. You can't even fathom that. Okay, fucking irritating. But I wanted to talk about some of these comments because I just need women to know why your standards need to be high. It's because men think of women this way. Okay. Brace yourselves.
And they're conservative. They say they're not conservative, but they're very conservative.
They are.
I will never forget that argument. But get one that's good for you.
Hell yeah. Okay.
And if you want to accept low, then I can't help you.
And it just drags the bar down for the rest of everyone.
Exactly.
But sure, whatever makes you happy.
If that makes you happy, I don't give a fuck.
Love that for you.
You're doing great.
God.
He complained about buying you Cheetos, but you love him. So,
God, it's like people are so scared to like require anything of a partner. Okay. And these comments are going to get progressively worse. Okay. So this person, user 82309685615188.
With no profile photo.
Always. Said, laugh my ass off. I'm so glad I got a great woman. Y'all are trash can women. Stay up, kings, and away from this crap. It all money with hoes.
His wife probably allows.
It's like, imagine his wife seeing that he's praising you for, like not asking for shit. Like, you don't feel like shit?
My wife asked me for flowers. I said no. And she said, you know what?
You're right.
I don't deserve flowers.
I'm a gold digger.
I asked him for some flowers. I needed groceries. And he said no.
It's the fact that they're like everything's money with you. Like, shit costs money. My bad. Okay. So then this is Capalot Demon with the anime PFP, of course. Mm-hmm. He said, and this is why men are staying single. Shame you can't understand saving money. Good. Stay single. We don't want you.
Literally, you're single because no one wants to abide by your version of a woman.
Stop playing. That's not. You're single because you can't get anyone because you smell and you suck.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's be clear.
You look at women as like not a person. Literally. Just like a thing, you know?
You're one of those guys that gets excited at videos of sex dolls.
I was going to say.
Did
I was going to say.
That one with the fat ass where the guy's like slapping it?
Hey, man.
It's a sex doll. And then he was like, oh, it's over for you women.
What?
Okay. And then he was like, pretty soon we're going to be able to insert a SD card of a personality into them. And then we won't even need women.
What?
You got it.
I'm ready for the argument for them to be like, how is that any different than a vibrator? Hello? What?
I just don't even know where to start when they say things so stupid. I don't even know where to start.
That argument, like,
I can't do this with you.
I feel it in my head. It was already conjuring, it's, like, you're that's going to come up next.
Like, thinking like a kindergartner.
You looked at a
I went to college. I can't even explain this to you because you're so dumb.
I went to astronaut school. I went past college, like, bitch.
You don't get it.
You're dumb.
You would never understand. Okay, so this one. Ron Sheen Sanders mm-hmm. has a picture of himself. Okay, brave.
Dimmed he out. 2014 filter.
Yeah. Ugly. Just kidding. You can't really see him. He said, if you meet a man and think anything of money, stop right there and leave dude alone. You only gonna waste his genuine emotions because you're looking for an ATM.
Because your genuine emotions are gonna pay our bills at night.
Yeah, and I left my reply because it cracked myself up. No. I just said, nar. Because, like, the whole money thing, shit costs money. One of the number one reasons for divorce is finances. Mm-hmm. Why would you not take that into account when you're dating someone? Like, that's just called being smart.
Literally.
And proactive.
Literally.
Hello.
And then they make it, didn't men make up, like, this rule said, like, I'm supposed to be provider?
Hello.
Like, so provide.
Where are the provisions?
So you want me to pay for this date? I think the fuck not. Like,
literally.
We could be at fucking Chipotle. I'm not paying.
No. No.
And you're my man. Like,
men are starting to think that they're the prize, and that sounds fucked up. That's not what I mean. Hear me out.
Yes, because, like, can we talk about the sassy man thing? Because I don't think the sassy man thing is, like, a guy getting, like, his nails done.
Yeah, no.
Getting, like, a manicure or washing his face.
No.
Or going to Starbucks, because they be talking about, they all be having little fraps. That's not, like,
yeah,
sassy.
No. Some women use sassy as, like, an alternative for, like, a homophobic slur.
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about.
He went under the AC. That's sassy. What?
Like, yeah, no.
No, we're using sassy it, the is definition what she said.
Sassy like, is just, like, being sassy, you know, having a little slick mouth, a little
yes.
quick attitude, like, talking back.
Yes. Or he says,
okay. And it's not to say that men can't be a prize and can't be special, but if you are pursuing a woman, you know her value already. You already pursued her. That's why. So why are you now trying to make her, like, prove herself and her pursue you back? That's not how this works. Like, get it together. It's getting weird.
Because, like, it...
Talking about, I want flowers too. Do you actually, or are you just being sassy and saying shit to argue?
Yes.
If you actually want flowers, okay.
They can't even make up their mind.
I don't even think you actually want flowers, though. I think you just want to feel like the prize because women are having higher standards and are, like...
We don't want to accept dickheads.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And you don't like it. Like, there really is this trend of men coming online and anything that women have to say, they just have to, like, hit it with a rebuttal and, like, argue with you. And it's like, this isn't an attack. We're just talking about our standards.
Right.
And you're coming in my comments telling me I'm asking for too much. I'm not even looking your way. Go back to your wife that's so great because she doesn't ask for shit. It's always the married men arguing with women online about their dating standards.
Aren't you married? Don't you have a wife?
Dude, I couldn't find one of the comments. Like, but this dude literally was talking about my wife, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm frugal. I have four kids. And, like, we go to, like, Applebee's as, like, a treat once in a while because I'm frugal. I'm like, are you frugal or can you not afford to go? That's different.
Right.
And how is that going to make me want to be with a frugal man telling me I can't even go to Applebee's? You thought you came in my comments making an argument that was going to change my mind?
Right. And on top of that, what kind of argument is that? Because there's nothing wrong with fucking Applebee's. If that's all he can afford.
Yes.
And that's where both of y'all's budget is, and he takes you to Applebee's. I'm specifically referring to the Cheesecake Factory girl, because, girl, shut the fuck up.
Me, like, personally, I don't like Cheesecake Factory because the menu is too big,
right,
and I feel like nothing is good.
Dang, I love the cheese pasta. I've only been to Cheesecake Factory, like, once.
I mean, they have so many food items. There has to be something on there that's good.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I've only been, like, two or three times, and each time I was, like, so, like, because they have the... It's a Bible of food items.
But, I mean, at least there's... That's why I like that, because at least there's variety.
Variety, yeah.
So, like, true. You can't go and be like, they don't have anything to eat. Bitch, there's seven pages.
Yeah, but this lady in that video, like recorded herself refusing to get out of the car because she's like, you brought me to Cheesecake Factory. It was a skit, mind you. But, of course, it got, like, timeline riled for days.
Right.
Like, with think right. pieces and shit.
But it's, like, if that really did, I feel like that could happen, like, something like that. Like, I feel like something like that could really happen. But I'm like,
oh, yeah.
If that's where both of y'all's budget is,
yeah.
Or that's what you have allowed.
Yeah, like, obviously you're not going to be going to, like, a freaking Michelin star restaurant every time if that's not in your budget.
Or in his budget.
Yeah.
And that's not the type of person that you're presenting yourself to be.
Yes.
Especially
my thing was just, like, he really thought he was going to, like, humble me by telling me he can't take his kids to Applebee's. Like... Where
I was so we're gonna so take confused. A kid to a Michelin star restaurant?
Like, you thought you were gonna
chair?
You thought you were gonna make me accept frugal men, cheap men, by telling me that your cheap ass can't even take your kids to Applebee's?
What does that got to do with me?
Your poor planning. Why do you have so many kids if you can't feed them?
Like, and what's that got to do with me? Enjoy Applebee's.
You're married and you have kids and you're mad at me and my standards. We will never cross paths.
Literally. Look, they have great sliders. Go. I won't be there, but, like, you go.
I mean, maybe are they the ones that had the dollar margaritas?
Yeah. They have good mozzarella sticks. We'll go for margaritas and mozzarella sticks.
I'm always down for margaritas and mozzarella sticks.
M&M's.
Yes. Like.
But, like, that. And on top of that, that's a family thing. That's not you taking your kid out for a date. Yeah. I mean, you're not. Your wife home for a date.
A little family date.
A little family date. That's a family. And that's appropriate to take your kids to Applebee's.
Yeah.
No, if you're taking your wife for an anniversary, mind you, not a little cutesy date where y'all just go for ice cream and shit. For if you're taking, like, your wife to, like, the back of Walmart, McDonald's for an anniversary because you're frugal.
Frugal. Like, if you're frugal.
And she accepts that.
You have to at least.
I'm mad at her. I'm not mad at you.
Step it up for special occasions. Like, to make women feel like they can't ever ask for shit is crazy.
Exactly.
And the fact, like, people were talking about.
And they must not have met a woman, because when women really like you, no matter what the tax bracket is, because I'm really trying to cut the tax bracket for a second, because everyone is, like, different financially, monetarily, and all the other stuff. When a woman really likes somebody, they're going to go all out for you in general.
Yeah.
So, like,
this is why you.
We want to make sure someone wants to go all out for us. What is the point of her going all out if you are being frugal with me?
Yes. What? And this guy said his name is unknown and he has a picture.
Random of half of his face.
But he said, as a dude, if I'm not willing to spend money on you, I don't like you. A dude will spend his last dollar on someone he likes, not a one and done. Which I don't like when you refer to women as one and done. But everything else, exactly. That's the point. So I was like, facts, thank you, because this is going over a lot of people's heads.
The one and done makes me angry, though.
Yeah, because
I'm
like.
That makes me see how you see women.
Like, women are agreeing to fuck you, and that's how you're going to refer to them when you're begging to fuck. Like, come on, man. This is why nobody wants to fuck you.
Because
y'all
women.
Don't know how to treat women and respect women.
Literally. They'd be like, oh, yeah, she gave it up.
One and done.
What?
Whore. And then he says, basically, if a dude's not spending on you, you the side chick. So, ladies, keep that in mind. Keep
that in mind. Celibate.
Yep. And then these are the worst.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
Please.
My SS45470 Chevelle.
Entitled skinks. That's why high value men. Don't mess with these hoes. Why the cow be... Oh. Why be the cow when they can give up the milk for free? Yeah. Why, you can't even spell buy, bitch. Why buy the cow when they give up the milk for free?
And then...
I'm surprised someone, like, fucked you.
Literally.
These men, like, they
Nobody's
cannot think for themselves.
A car profile pic. It's probably not even his car.
That's literally what they always go to. Why buy the cow when they give up the... It's like the dads are teaching their sons to not respect women generation after generation after generation after generation after generation. And they can't make up their fucking minds, which is why I don't care what they think.
Literally.
Because, like, bro...
Like, seeing shit like this makes me, like, if I was ever to be back out in the dating world, makes me not want to touch men, look their way.
Oh, my God. It makes my blood boil.
It makes me want to have these crazy, ridiculous standards.
It makes me, whenever a guy gives me a compliment, I just want to be like, shut the fuck up. Like, shut up.
The lips.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I only want compliments from her. I don't care
Literally,
what you think.
I get, like,
my
so
friend.
Annoyed at like, men. I'm just like, leave me alone.
Shut up.
Because I know how you think deep down. Okay. Definitely not gay, but he spelled definitely wrong. With no profile pic, said, oh my God, ha, you entitled whores. We are entitled to everything we desire.
And I will be an entitled whore with my man in our mansion, sipping bubbly that's non-alcoholic, and in my fucking tub as he rubs my feet with my toes in his fucking mouth.
Literally, because if your standards are that high, you're either gonna end up single and peaceful. Or with the man of your dreams. So win-win.
And he will call, and look.
And away from all these dusty-ass motherfuckers.
Literally, we will both be laughing at you, calling me an entitled whore as he drives me around everywhere because he loves me so fucking much and he can never do it.
Dude, the
better.
Craziest part of this video, all we were saying, it wasn't even like from me. It was like the tweet. It was like paying for your nails, driving you around, and like buying you gifts.
That's like little stuff. And that's stuff that like not what?
Yeah, this one dude was like, oh, so now you guys need like all the designer bags and $10,000 and all. I was like, when did I say that? Did that come out of my mouth?
See how you like made a story that
you
like
just
wasn't
projected.
There?
Like I literally said, like these men are coming online to just argue because nobody said all that.
And you're giving yourself away.
Literally.
If you want a girl that wants nothing for herself.
There's lots of those.
There is a lot. And
enough
they
to
will
go around.
You could cheat on them 7 times and they would stay.
And they don't ask for nothing.
They don't ask for anything.
Yes. But instead, you want to come in my comments and try to humble me because you thought that was going to work. No.
Did it work?
No. Standards are even higher since June. This was in June. And my standards have only gotten higher.
June is the 6th month.
June. American Bosniak with a picture of, I don't know what that is. Some kind of.
It looks like he was.
A knight. Like a armor.
I was gonna say it looks like he was there on January 6th.
Insurrection vibes, probably.
That's what he's giving.
He said, "I wouldn't pay top dollar for these cheap whores."
You don't even have top
dollar.
So
are we cheap or are we not cheap? Because you're mad that we're like requiring finance,
yes.
But we're cheap. Like you don't even make sense.
Literally, and on top of that, it's not even just that. It's I feel like you can tell. Maybe I don't. I hope this isn't off topic. Like, I feel like you can even tell when, like, a man is going to spend on you if it's, like, little shit, too. Like, if he's complaining about buying you some fries.
Like, little things. Like, if you, like, are, like, running into a Target to grab something and you're like, oh,
I forgot my wallet.
I'm going to grab a Gatorade or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, Venmo me?
Yeah. Like,
that would be crazy.
Like... Because it's not, because obviously I'm thinking big, but you got to think small too. You got your wallet. Are you serious right now?
The answer is in the details. The details will show you everything. It's the small things that tell you a lot about a person.
Literally.
It's a small thing.
Literally. Like I wouldn't pay top dollar. No, you wouldn't even pay $4. Clearly.
Nothing. Clearly. And like none of this is to shame broke men. Like obviously times are tough. The economy is hard. This is not to shame somebody that's broke. This is to shame... broke men that want to shit on and humble women with high standards. Like no one's looking your way. And you're allowed to have ambition and do more for somebody that you love. If that's all you can afford and you're trying and you're doing your best, then that's good.
Like
you're trying. You have a generous spirit and it shows.
Yes.
That's it.
You ain't got no money, but you made a picnic. That's cute.
You fucking tried.
Hey, you tried.
You did your best with what you have.
Yes.
And that is
because
like,
you like her.
That's
or
what you
him.
Want in
we are
someone.
Here for everybody.
Yes. You want someone that can like get creative with it and do what they need to do to meet your standards and make you happy.
Yeah.
And everyone will be happy together and it's reciprocated and it's all good.
Yes, because the message is getting like misconstrued. It's like
so
everyone's
badly.
So stuck on. She wants a Birkin bag. Fuck that bitch. Like it's
like a Birkin bag, really?
What?
Do you know how much Birkin bags cost?
What?
Like you think I'm asking for a $50,000 bag?
No, I will be asking for one though. So,
dude, the fact that Cardi's
like,
collecting them,
right? And her man got them for her.
Yeah.
I still kind of
and I
I'm
didn't know,
with offset, but.
He's a good man. That's a good man. Well, except
I don't
want to
say
he cheated
anything,
on her.
Because I really like Cardi. So
I
I'm going to keep
Cardi.
My mouth shut.
Yeah, I
really
forgot he cheated.
And I'm happy for her.
But I'm happy.
He
it seems
cheat.
Like
that
he's changed. I hope he has. He was young when all that shit first, when they first, I think, were
yeah.
coming up. And
he's
like
27.
Maybe now he's like a man and he
yeah.
realizes what he has. He better.
Yeah, he like respect
he has a catch
my girl.
Right there.
Literally.
Yeah.
Cardi, we're not friends yet, but like.
We would be
he,
friends.
Look, we would be friends. He better be respecting you every single motherfucking day.
It seems like he does. Like, he's really thoughtful. Like, when she said he ordered, like, that piece of art
for her.
Yeah, she says she really wanted it.
They saw it somewhere, and she, like, tried to buy it, and, like, it wasn't available, and then, like, it was in their home just there the next day.
Literally.
Like, that's someone that loves you. They pay attention to little things. You say, I want this, I want that, and, like, they get it for you.
Or, like, that, like, one girl who really wanted a dog, and he got a dog for her, and the exact type that she wanted, she didn't expect it, and, like,
that's so sweet.
He came out and had the same exact dog. That was so, cute. Literally.
Yeah, so.
Literally.
It's just, you want someone with a nice giving spirit. All those men that were just blubbering, hateful spirits. That's why they're so hateful, because nobody wants them, because they're mean. At the end of the day, they're mean, and that shit comes through, and it makes you ugly when you're mean. Literally, having a mean spirit manifests, and that's why your face is ugly.
Exactly.
And you stink. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you.
A cosign.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
That was a fun one. Retweet. I feel like this episode is a little bit long. We'll see once I edit it down. But it's perfect since it's been so freaking long. I think, honestly.
Didn't they say they wanted longer form?
It's like June. Who, TikTok?
Yeah, your people.
Oh, I forgot TikTok. You can upload podcasts now, too. No, but yeah, people were like, longer podcast. I'm like, whoa, it's already long, but we can make it longer.
I ain't gonna lie, I've been listening to the really long podcasts.
Yeah, I like long podcasts, like the 2-hour ones. I'm like, yeah. I could just take a break in between. But everybody, keep an eye out. We're gonna be streaming, playing video games.
Yes.
Just kidding. Not just kidding.
Look, I just got my HDMI thingy for my PlayStation 2, so I'm so serious. When I get my game, I won't tell you what game yet.
Secret.
But we're gonna be on the Twitch.
That would be so fun. Oh yeah, I've always wanted to get into that, so let me know and I will come over and it'll be fun.
Yes You can see my pink Christmas tree.
Oh, how cute. I want a pink Christmas tree. You're so funny. Like, wait, it's October still.
I don't care. Fuck
I'm dead. I have a Christmas tree in my house, but it's like Halloween decorated.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's like, switch it out after Halloween. But everybody, hope you had a beautiful Halloween. Hope you enjoyed the episode and that we dropped some gems. I feel like we talked a lot of shit, but this is always so therapeutic for me. I hope it was therapeutic for you, listener, and for you, Kerrigan.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. So where can everybody follow you?
Instagram, I think. Instagram ends on the 6th. It's at lady_Kerrigan, and low-key everything that I have is lady_Kerrigan, so I try to make it really easy for everybody.
Okay.
Because some people, they be switching out the ads.
Yeah, like, it's like a little bit different on each
this
one.
This one has a sign in it.
Yeah, same this here. It's been after dark across everything. Do you have any music up anywhere?
Oh my God. So I finally have good word. My shit is being released in a couple months, so I'm really excited.
Yes. So exciting. Looking forward to it.
I will definitely come to you. Be like, help me promote it.
Yes. Well, please. Sit here and we'll talk about it if you want to get into it. Or you can just whatever you want to do. Simping After Dark.
Yes.
Here for you.
Yes. It's been pushed back so many freaking times, but I finally have good word now and everything is like finished now. So I'm like, yes, we're good.
Love that. All right. Well, let's get back to life now, back to reality. I love you, listener. Happy Halloween, and thank you for the submissions. And we'll be back soon. Keep up to date with me on TikTok, Simpin, Instagram for any updates, and we'll talk soon. Bye.